Hello, and welcome
Wrong
to...
Wrong button!
Why do we even have that button? Okay, technically, we're live.
That was good words.
Mm-hmm.
Technically. Yes. I am familiar with all the words, and I am good at accents. Hello, I am a little goblin.
So D&D.
Eldritch Blaze.
Don't take my spells. I'm the warlock here.
Sorry, I had to quit critical role. Never mind.
Thank
Hello.
You.
And yeah, all of that was specifically for Chris. Welcome back, Chris. Hello, and welcome to Hit and Abyss, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I will be your DM for the evening. My name is Crash, and tonight I am joined by a bunch of awesome people. Chris is returning. Welcome back. We also have Eo and Jen and Ellie, who has a new keyboard, and Millie, who has a burb. Technically, and Cindy. I did not know that about Cindy, but okay.
It's Jen, who has a burb, and Millie, who is a burb.
Yes, I have more than one burb.
And Ellie, who has a keyboard. But I'm going to go with the pun.
But to have more than one bird, you must first have one bird.
Yes.
Unless you get two of them at once.
You still then get one at a time. Just very quickly.
Okay, so I would say all silliness aside, but that's not going to be a thing. What happened last week?
Let's see.
So Chaos. My old mentor is Scarecrow now, and Paige missed Bryn being angry and threatening to murder.
Super terrifying.
Pretty
and
much.
Then, an eldritch horror from beneath the waves killed off the city council, and then we killed it.
Also, Bryn and Mazir double-teamed intimidation rolls.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. It was super terrifying.
It was, yeah.
Oh, and then we accidentally took over the city.
Y'all got real dark.
I read books.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't exactly accidentally, but it wasn't planned.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't accidental. It just wasn't what we intended to do when we went in there.
It
was a spur of the moment fundamental coup.
You know, no mistakes, just happy little accidents.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Spur of the moment, her murder hoboing.
Hey! We didn't murder anything except the Eldritch Horror.
Chris, have you met my 3 disembodied undead hands I have as pets?
Oh, God.
They're Seelans.
Anka hates them. Well, they're not Seelans, but...
Their name is Carl Jr. and Hardy's.
They're Seelans' fault, is what I said.
I love them.
This is why I'm not playing Amara. You all are super creepy now.
Yeah, well, Anka's intending to get rid of those little hands first chance.
No!
I feel like this was my fault for
saying it's okay.
Not being a bean for one session.
I gave Bryn the puppy dog eyes and she said okay.
Wait, what? What did I say okay to?
When I got the hands, I gave you the puppy dog eyes and you said as long as caused me
right, yeah.
Yeah. There's that.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, that was the same session where you also got a tooth.
Oh, yes, my tooth!
Oh,
I'm the tooth fairy.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
I'm the tooth fairy. That was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
I still have them.
Wow.
Yeah.
In my defense, fun. I'm a bird who doesn't have teeth, and I like to learn about things, so I wanted to look at the teeth. Right as they fell out of the kid's mouth.
Hey, you're talking to someone who has a character who wanted to burn down a train station because it was I'm okay with this. Just...
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep.
To be fair, the train station was literally in a city that the DM, me, designed so that every character would hate it.
And you succeeded.
And I succeeded immensely.
It even broke Meepo for a while there, and she's always happy and sweet. You know? Anyway.
And there were a few moments that were totally the player's fault where, instead of saying, well, this store that has the item we want to buy is closed, we could look for another store because it's a huge city and maybe there's competition. No, you decided to break in. and alert the city guard.
No. Did we or did we not get the masks we needed?
And had to run through the sewers for a while. Meanwhile, the rest of the party went across the street and bought some masks.
That's how we got them. Yeah.
As a fair point, the rest of the city was essentially like the sewer anyway. So.
I mean, that's valid.
That's really valid. I have no idea what's going on.
We're talking about
the original campaign.
Yeah, we're talking about Bardia, where Ansel's from, was not the forested paradise that it is now when the party first encountered it 10 years ago.
It was literally a walking sewer.
It was pretty bad.
I made it out of
walking?
Stone. No, it wasn't walking.
No.
Yet. Well, parts of it did leave.
Accurate.
Yes.
Well, that's true.
I made it out of stone and metal.
Dreidel.
So that it could not be burned to the ground.
That's what
knowing, because knowing that is a concern Vex. I have with this group.
Knowing Vex already wanted to burn his other things down.
Right.
Well, yes.
So there was precedent.
There was precedent for fire.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to jump forward a bit because at the end of the last session, Mazir did make a declaration that the country she represents was going to take over Sandstone, which, as one of the free cities, is a bit weird.
The intent was for a takeover until a new city council could be established.
Yes.
So you say.
That's what they all said.
There are some who take this
force.
There are some who take this declaration in good faith. There are some who take it under less than good faith, and some who just assume that you're outright lying.
Fahim doesn't care. She just asked when we can hit the road to get back to the monastery.
And Anka just wants the same mind on that.
Yeah, once I eventually find out about this, I will offer to help keep the dissenters hostage. I mean, I learned some spells.
I'm glad that Paige can't talk.
But she does know the word murder. So as you're talking about dissenters, Paige just comes over and goes, murder?
The thing is, I wouldn't murder them. No. I would just scare them into staying in a room. You know, I got a few spells, like, you know, the Arms of Hadar, like Chill Touch. And I'll just keep them in a corner.
So most NPCs are level zero. Chill Touch would kill them.
No, Chill Touch.
Arms
just, like,
of Hadar would kill a lot of them.
It would just be a scary hand that keeps them in place.
That would be Carl Jr. or Hardee's.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, true. I could just use them.
Okay. Well, there is
maybe
some infrastructure.
Let's not go into politics, Paige.
That's what you think.
Well,
no, that's what I'm saying.
So, Mazir, if I remember correctly, did contact Ansel and ask for help. No, not Hansel. Hansel? Hansel? Hansel. Sorry, that's a throwback. Ansel, who is in charge of his own barony of Bardia, which, we were just talking about that place. Let them know, by the way, we kind of took over a free city. We'd like to not have it taken over. Can you help with that? And he replies with a few profanities.
My type of man.
And then he sends an additional message going, sorry about that, overreacted. You what?
I put up a wig and I just write the word murder very nicely and I just put it down. I'm like.
Okay. But long.
Despite our best efforts. Somebody else killed the city council, and there's got to be a government until elections can be held.
You get a reply back that is 25 words of a sigh.
Oh, that's a mood.
Okay, I'll send someone there. It turns out that the teleportation circle had been removed a while ago. The council was a bit paranoid about ways for people to get into the city undetected or unguarded or en masse behind the city walls. So they pretty much just destroyed the teleportation circle years ago.
Whoops.
Of course they did.
So Ansel's going to send some help. It's just going to be a little while. However, there is some infrastructure still going, and Sanctimonious, as someone who is a native of Sandstone, is a bit more trusted than someone, no offense, but a little purple tiefling coming in and saying, hey, we're taking over.
After murder.
Yeah.
I say we trust Sanctimonious with the interim government and just head to the monastery. I want to go.
I agree with that. Yes. We need to head out of here. We need to go find our mothers.
Squawk!
Exactly.
I try to get attention. I try. So, and then I pull something out of my pocket.
Oh no, what is it?
It's, gosh, I can't use my words. Crash, can you explain what I found, the guy who gave it to me?
It's an amulet. It looks pretty.
That's some pretty jewelry, but I want to check up on my moms who are in the monastery. Who was attacked
by orcs.
You want
me to cast Detect Magic on that while we're on our way?
Magic!
All right. I can cast Detect Magic.
Is magic.
All right.
I point at the library.
Oh, no. Paige, does Sanctimonious know you have that?
I shrug and I point at the butler dude.
Paige, may I see that?
That was me giving it to you.
Okay. So he takes a look at it and says, I've never seen this before in my life. You motioned that you got it from the library?
I make the motion of I found it inside of a book.
Well, I suppose reading is fundamental. It might be Seelan. Seelan, was this yours? The scarecrow just shakes its head. Could have belonged to one of my relatives. They didn't tell me everything they owned. If they used it as a bookmark, it's probably not that important. You may have it. And he hands it back.
Have you identified it?
I nod furiously.
Oh, no. She knows what it is, and she's
may
happy about
I
it.
I identify it?
Magic! Monastery. Magic.
Are those things related in this circumstance?
Why don't we go to the monastery and see?
Right, well, about that, I did manage to find a ship that can take you to Adrolanka. You could go over land, but this will take several weeks off of your travel time.
I get really frustrated.
That'll be helpful.
And I throw the amulet on.
Out of character, I'm really bad with names, especially place names. Didn't something happen to Adrolanka?
Two parts of it, but not the entire Adrolanka. It was a bit of urban renewal.
Giant titan chasing us through things.
Yes.
Okay, so that was that city.
Yes, but it's still a major port, and considering where the monastery is, taking a boat to Adrolanka is a lot better than taking a horse cart that may or may not have been acquired legally over a very long road, which is actually called the Long Road. That's what I named it 2 years ago. Over which you'd have a wide variety of adventures and be way too high a level for this encounter by the time you got to the monastery.
Okay. So the boat.
The boat.
If it cuts a couple of days off, Fahim's all for it. She wants to get going.
Same.
Thank you, Sanctimonious.
Paige is getting really fed up. Paige throws the amulet on.
Oh no.
Not true.
Okay,
what
so
happens to Paige?
Yeah, wait.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Except now she's got some bling.
Yes. Flave. Anyway.
She is now fancier.
She's a fancy bird.
Yep. Okay. So flash forward to you are on the ship where your travel fee has been paid to get to Adrolanka. It's a smaller boat. It is a 10-man crew. They look like the kind of sailors you'd expect to see in a port where they have a fleet of undead guarding the port. And they have a very laissez-faire attitude towards smugglers.
Mood.
At the next dock over, you see a Millennium Falcon.
Wow, I didn't know birds could get that old.
Okay,
a lot of potions of age reduction.
Mm, Really let your hair go down.
Okay, and I do have a map of said ship. Now, it is worth noting that one member of the crew is another tiefling.
Oh, no. Do we recognize this tiefling?
You do not. You've never seen them before in your life.
So it's not Mo.
Oh, no, it's certainly not Mo. I don't even think he has a violin. He does have a sword that's got a strange cylinder attached to it.
Is it Larry or Curly?
Well, you hear the captain yell at him to secure some rigging, and his name is apparently Ash.
So the whole time this is going on, Paige is as close to the bow of the ship as possible, doing the Titanic I'm on top of the world thing.
Pretending to fly.
Yes.
Okay. So while you're doing that, roll a perception check.
Just being careful.
I'm sorry, what was that?
While Paige is doing that, she should roll a perception check.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, no. I'm in danger.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm in danger.
Oh, no. Dang it. I forgot to press the thing. It's been a while.
You got
to
type the slash R.
Yep.
And now we see if Sidekick can keep up.
Works.
After the horrible encounter that Discord had earlier.
Oh, God.
Someone had to chat
with Vivify on Discord. But Sidekick seems to be out for the count.
Okay, so let me go find my...
grab my dice.
I have my little literal pound of dice within arm's reach at all times.
Okay, I found my d20. I'm getting back. Okay, 6.
You don't see anything. Oh,
is
look.
Is there water?
And then Sidekick.
Oh, wow. It was Destiny.
So Destiny says it's a 6.
All right, there we go. So you don't notice anything. And the ship heads out.
Halfway through, the monster's throat, think, something might not be right.
What's water?
Okay, so the ship heads out, and Ash, is there anything in particular that you want to do?
What does the captain ask me to do?
The usual things. He yelled at you to secure some rigging as the sails were being unfurled. But he was yelling at everyone, so it's not like he was singling you out. Everyone that had a job, he was yelling at them. Your understanding he has two volumes. He has loud, and he has snoring, which is also loud.
I want to keep an eye on the newbies, because it seems like a weird random group of travelers.
That's us, all right.
Well,
I mean, the last person who saw me thought that I was food.
Well, I would like a party, not including Ash. Ash, you've got your sea legs, so you're okay. But I'd like the party to roll all the dice.
Oh.
slash R all, exactly. I'd like the party to roll constitution saves.
Okay.
Oh man, am I a...
And no, Paige, you're rolling
not
a disadvantage.
1d5, that would be a terrible attempt, even if my constitution is 15.
Paige is rolling a disadvantage for learning a new word.
Oh no.
I already have a -2 to my constitution.
Yeah.
Oh no, Cindy, don't roll 1d20 equals 1. We don't want to equals 1.
Oh no. All right, well, I've rolled a 5 and constitution is +2. That doesn't sound very good at all.
Okay. Not listening to me. Okay, I'll roll something else.
Orc Mom is hanging over the side a bit. And
yes.
And feeding
and the fishies. And that's an 8.
Bryn is next to Orc Mom, feeding the fishies.
On my analog dice, I got a 6.
I got a 3.
Okay, at this point, everyone who's told me what they rolled is very,
ill.
Very seasick.
Well, then I'm glad I got a natural 20.
Bloody landlubbers.
Can I just go on my magic broom and hover above the boat?
If I cast sleep on myself, will we be there by the time I wake up? That's wonderful.
So apparently Sidekick decided that whatever Millie typed in was way above its pay grade.
That was the R all.
I love how it decided that after it resolved several other roles.
Oh, and that one.
Wow.
It rolled.
It did it in opposite order.
Either way, Fahim's still laying on the ground trying not to puke.
Paige is now on her magic broomstick hovering right above the deck.
I got bad news for you. You're watching the ocean roll and the ship move back and forth. And also the ship is moving a bit faster than you can on your broom.
Oh, no, fine. I'll be sick.
I'm going to cast floating disc. And I'm going to sit on the disc. And the disc will be nice and stable. I can't cast spells like this.
Oh, man, sadly, casting Sickening Radiance doesn't help.
That's the opposite of what I want.
Meanwhile, Mazir is doing just fine.
Inexplicably.
I'm going to cast Dimension Door all the way to wherever we're going.
I don't think Dimension Door works that way.
I want it to.
Maybe I can suggestion myself. Into not being seasick. Maybe I can do that.
Okay, so fast forward to nighttime. Your condition has improved somewhat because after you have an empty stomach, there's less to heave-ho. But a storm has kicked up.
Oh, no.
Now, on one hand, the storm's helping you out because the wind is in a favorable direction. So you're making good time, according to what the captain's saying. But the ship is rocking a bit more.
Somewhere in there, Bryn did cast floating disc and is now sort of on top of the floating disc, looking just as miserable as she would have been off of it.
Okay.
My lifetime of punching things has not prepared me for a rocky boat.
My familiar is now an octopus again, and I am trying to learn the way of not being sick of my octopus.
I should roll a constitution check for Chip.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, don't make us clean that up.
So, this is all near and dear to my heart because I have literally been fighting a stomach bug.
He got
since
a
Wednesday.
17!
Oh, no.
Chip got a 17.
Gosh,
Chip is sitting
fine.
There eating a tuna fish salad.
And, of all things.
And wondering what's wrong with you guys. He doesn't need to eat a tuna fish salad because he's a familiar, but he's doing it
but
anyway.
He's chosen to anyway.
Yes. Like in the Kobold campaign, when Sox's familiar Fox poops on somebody, it's because he chose to.
He chose to.
Yes.
And in this
because
case,
like
Chip
his owner, he is a terrible person.
I am staring at Chip and thinking about using my vampiric touch to steal his ability to not get sick.
That's it not what
work
vampiric
that way.
Touch is.
I don't
know.
But I'm very sick.
Meanwhile,
as you see, I got like a one according to Sidekick.
Meanwhile, Ash, now you're a new hire on this particular ship. So you got the night shift, lucky you. But on the other hand, you got the night shift. Based on your experience that you came with, and when you're on a ship, you need to have a particular set of skills, and it's really hard to fake those skills. Mm-hmm. So the rest of the crew knows that you're not incompetent. So you've been trusted at the helm at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a perception check.
That is a 15.
A 15. Okay. So with all the rain and the wind... and the few bits of lightning
Christmas,
off in the distance.
No.
You're pretty sure you saw something come up out of the waves and go back down again.
How far off did it seem? And did it seem from where it was potentially large?
You saw it because it was large.
Right. Is there a deckhand near?
There are two other deckhands.
I'm probably up too, to be honest.
Is there someone in the crow's nest?
I am the knight.
So I guess it's a yes.
One of the two deckhands is in the crow's nest.
Okay. I whistle up to him and point in the direction that I saw the thing and say, double check over there, keep an eye. If anything appears, scream right away.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 9 for his perception check, so he's looking.
We're all going to die.
Probably.
You hear a scream.
I'll take a look over.
I heard a scream. Okay.
Yes, not coming from the crow's nest.
Is it me?
The rest of us hear a scream?
Give me perception checks.
Okay.
My passive perception is 19.
We're going with that now, are we?
Okay, well, for Bryn, yes. I will say that Bryn definitely hears the scream. It was coming from the other deckhand.
I'm awake.
You said perception?
Perception.
All right, I rolled a 17 and my perception is +3.
20!
Got a dirty 20.
Yep. Okay. So I hear the scream.
Another natural 20. I'm going to switch d20s.
All right, so anyone who scored higher than a 15 definitely heard the scream. And Ash, as you look over to where the scream came from, the deckhand that was there, still trying to scrub off some of the breakfast, because some of that was oatmeal. That doesn't come off easily.
Sorry.
Well, they're not
and
there.
And this is what happens when the wizard is too sick to prestidigitate.
My hands are trying to help scrub it up.
Oh, no.
I'm assuming that deckhand's no longer there.
I did say that, yes.
Okay, got it in here. Did I see what took him?
No.
The hands are cowering.
I shout, we're under attack, and I'm assuming there's a bell for me to ring to get everyone's attention.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's a
Bryn
bell.
Bryn is already
ringing that bell as hard as I can.
Okay. I sprint up as
miserably tottering towards a door, followed by a floating disc at a distance.
I am running up the stairs squawking murder really loud.
Tentacles, why is it always tentacles?
I mean, okay, murder wakes up people quickly.
Wait, who said anything about tentacles?
We're being attacked mid-sea, I'm just assuming.
I also assume Kraken.
Lulu did nothing.
We shouldn't have gone on the water. Bad things happen when we go on the water.
Now Paige is very nervous because Paige remembers that she totally just went back on the Kraken. She was supposed to be serving the Kraken, and now I'm not. And now
there's another scream.
Oh no!
Hey, and
that the mast that has the crow's nest on it is a bit shorter than it was before.
Oh no.
Okay,
oh, no.
I look up. What do I see?
You see sail coming down.
Oh no. Everybody move out of the way.
Oh no. Oh.
Give me dexterity saves.
Not okay.
Dexterity save. Okay.
By the way, the crew is rousing and they're coming above decks.
Yeah, I've got a 6 and my dexterity is a -1, so I probably failed that.
I got a 5.
Another dirty 20 for me.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, in this case, I have +8, so dirty 20 is less surprising, but...
still nice.
This one is... what was this stat? Sorry, I zoned.
A dexterity save. And I'll accept anything above a 10 for you being able to get out of the sail. Yeah, it's billowing, so it's coming down kind of slowly, even with everything going on.
Come on!
7! Just by
Duncan
that
Page
much.
Duncan Page, come up from the below deck as the sail comes down.
Oh no.
They open the door and there's just sail there.
10!
Okay.
That'll work.
By the way.
10!
Well, it turns out that Fahim was being prophetic when she was complaining about tentacles because 3 of them wrap around the front of the ship.
Oh no.
And I scream at the top of my lungs, Kraken!
So what happened?
Peach is
the sailed.
The besailed are currently tangled in the sail, so you're actually not seeing this, but you're feeling the ship crunch.
Oh, this is not good.
Mentoring is not going to be enough for this.
Punch the tentacles.
Can I cut out the sail with my gunblade?
I will certainly allow the attempt.
Paige is screaming betray.
Did I just roll an attack?
Go ahead.
Oh no.
Betray!
16?
16, yeah. Sails, oddly enough, don't have a very high AC. So with a 16, you're able to slice through the sail as it's falling down on you, and you just an ash-shaped hole just settles down around your feet. And just in time for you to see the captain scream and get pulled off deck by a tentacle.
Betray!
I'm going to try something real stupid.
Okay.
What's me over?
I'm just going to run up to the nearest tentacle and try punching it.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
So what is Mazir doing?
Mazir casts Tasha's Hideous Laughter on the creature with the tentacles.
Ha!
Oh.
What do I need to roll to save?
It's a wisdom saving throw. It's unaffected if its intelligence is 4 or less.
Wisdom save, what's my target number again?
Hang on a sec. That's a rogue spell, so it's 14.
Okay, that's a 22. Oh.
All right.
You still hear laughter.
Well, it was worth a shot.
Fahim's first attack is also a 22.
Okay. You run up and punch a tentacle. Roll your damage.
We're fighting Ultros. Sorry.
7 damage, assuming I only get the 1 attack.
Okay. So you do 7 damage to a tentacle. There, you see an imprint of your fist in the side of the tentacle. And then the imprint moves down as the 3 tentacles that have wrapped around the front of the ship continue to constrict. And the floorboards of the deck are moving at very wrong angles. And there's more crunching sounds. And water starts flowing in below decks at an immense speed.
I'm no boat repairman. I'm just going to try to kill the thing that's sinking the boat as fast as I can.
Paige squawks as loud as she can, come here. She's working very hard on her English, y'all. And grabs her amulet and uses it.
Okay, give me an intelligence check.
Let's see what's my intelligence again. Go!
Do we have a smart burb?
I hope my burb is smart.
I mean, she did end up following Cthulhu and a Kraken, so your intelligence modifier is +3.
Not got the best track record so far.
Oh, I'm in the wrong.
Cthulhu for talking.
Yep.
I was checking another chat and suddenly I typed that in. I hope they aren't
All right. So, the world goes and flashes white.
Do we all see that?
Yeah. You all see nothing but a bright white light. And you stop feeling the rain. You stop hearing the ship crumbling underneath your feet. And the bright white light slowly color shifts to a green. And as your vision comes back, you are in a forest.
Here. I start looking around to see if everyone's still here.
I hold up the amulet so proud.
Okay, Paige, as you hold up your amulet, you don't see anyone near you.
Oh.
You are by yourself in the forest.
Am I still tangled in a sail in the forest?
No, the sail is gone.
Okay.
If I'm in a forest, I'm going to look around and see if it's the forest I remember from my childhood.
Okay.
Are we all by ourselves?
No, the rest of the group is all within eyesight of you. You're spread out more than you were when you were on the ship. Like, if you were spread out this far, some of you would be swimming. You would hope some of you would be swimming. But everyone who was part of this group that is in Discord right now, except for Paige, is all in the same general area. Paige is somewhere else.
Whoops.
All right.
We've lost Paige.
At least y'all are safe.
And Ash is here too.
Gonna go as far up a tree as I can and see if I can see what the surroundings are like.
Okay, so there's gonna be 3 rolls I'm asking for. Dexterity acrobatics for Mazir for climbing a tree. I'm gonna ask for an insight check from, actually no, survival. I'm gonna go with survival check for Fahim because you're looking for landmarks, and a perception check for Paige.
17 on that dex acrobatics.
Oh, yeah, you're able to climb the tree, no problem.
Monkey.
Especially since I can walk directly up the trunk.
Yeah, it's a scene from Batman.
What was it? Insight, perception, investigation, which one?
Perception.
Perception.
I got a 13 on my survival check. Survival 7. Is not Fahim's strong suit.
Psychic hates me.
So, Fahim, you don't see a lot of landmarks, but you do spot a tree that is growing. Like, you're pretty sure when you saw it first, it was a sapling that was maybe an inch high, But as you're looking around, you look back and it's a foot high, and then it's 2 feet high, and then it's 5 feet high, and then it's 15 feet high.
That tree ain't right, I say, pointing to it.
I look.
I do too. Oh, no.
You see it's a tree. It's already grown.
Where the hell are we?
I don't know. I guess you've been drawn into our group from whatever happened. I'm Anka, and you are?
Hang on a second.
Sorry.
I don't mean to interrupt. Was this Paige that saw the tree growing, or Fahim?
This was Fahim.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, assume I've said what I've said.
I am Ash. Ashmal Jones.
I'm Bryn. Nice to meet you. Wish it was under better circumstances. Sorry about all
the trouble. Someone introduce me.
That's Mazir up in the tree.
She said introduce her. That is Mazir the Baroness Kavreen.
Well, I didn't know she wanted all that known, but
she said introduce her. That's what
okay.
it means.
Oh, all right.
Nobles say to introduce
them. Well, I wouldn't know. I have not lived with nobles.
I look up at the tiefling in the tree and I say, hello, my lady. And then,
my name is Fahim, and I swear that tree is not growing at a regular rate. It doesn't look like it because when you look at it, it doesn't do anything. But you look away, and it's doing something wrong.
It's a tree.
Yes, Fahim, but it's growing at an unnatural rate.
We're not seeing this, Fahim. Have you maybe
well,
hit
you
your head on the way down?
Minutes,
whenever we
I can
here.
Cast detect magic on the tree.
Okay. Smash cut to from this is a wonderful moment of comedy. Smash cut to the horror story. Where Paige is in a dark forest, and she's certain that she's not alone.
Oh, no.
You hear something behind you. When you turn to look, there's nothing there, but you hear something behind you.
I hold my octopus hand.
Oh.
You hold its hand.
All of them. Also, my hands are holding its hand.
Oh.
Okay. Something
like a hand
past
carousel.
The best you can see is a blur.
Paige is, less than pleased. All Paige can see is a blur.
That's all you saw when something ran past you, yes.
Can I attempt to perceive it if...
I will allow a perception check if you're able to get sidekick to not say that it's very displeased with all of your choices. Which you've been spending your time in Discord making sure to type things that it does not like. Okay, with a 15, it's you could detect that the blur is kind of slightly bluish.
Cool. I recognize the fact that I am not in Kansas.
A small house lands on a witch nearby.
My pretties. I am now slightly concerned that I used the magic.
Okay.
Clearly you've been teleported to the Sonic the Hedgehog world.
Obviously.
There's our copyright strike for the evening. We can check that off on the bingo card. You hear a voice from behind you. Again, go. Sadbird? Why Sadbird? Don't be Sadbird.
I very slowly put up my hand to wave. I'm trying to wave.
Ooh, hello? You friend? What's friend's name? What's friend's name? Don't be shy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I have...
Paige.
All right.
Ooh. Hi, Paige. Hi, Gazika.
Gazika. Hi.
Gazika.
Gazika, you sound just like this kobold I know.
The DM has like three voices. Cut me too flat.
Oh wait, that wasn't the kobold voice. I thought
no, that's
that
not
was
a kobold,
kobold
voice.
I thought
it was a goblin voice.
Hi, Gazika. And of course, because I'm mimicking, I'm saying it just as fast.
Ooh, you talk fast too. Me like you.
I met a blue thing called Gazika.
And a blur comes over. And stops in front of you, and you see a being that it's humanoid. It's got some bluish skin to it. And he's got a necklace full of teeth.
I point at the necklace really enthusiastically, and then I go my pocket and pull out the teeth I took from those children.
Oh, you have teeth too. You trade?
Trade?
I give you power. I give you power. I has power. Can give.
Power?
No. Yes, totally. The Zika's power, not stolen from elsewhere. Promise?
Power.
Mm-hmm.
I nod slowly.
Ooh. He holds out a hand for the teeth. And he holds out his other hand with something in it, but his hand is closed.
I put the teeth in his hand.
And because of a comment that was made earlier, I'm going to say the item that he drops in Paige's hand is a ring.
Is a what?
A ring.
Oh, no. That's never a good sign.
I pick up the ring. It's a big ring.
She made a random deal. This is not going to be good.
Gazika, like friend Paige.
Friend.
Friend. Yes, friend. We be good friends. Friends for a long time.
Oh, no.
Patron friend?
Sure, why not?
Paige is very excited to take the ring.
Gazika has to go now. Bye.
And there's a blur and he's gone. So, Mazir, are you staying up in the tree?
I just want to see what the landscape is like up there.
It's forest like, as far as the eye can see.
Forest as far as the eye can see. Okay, no, then I will come down from the tree.
Okay. As you're coming down, you don't notice it right away, but when you climbed up the tree, all of the leaves were green, and on your way down, like as you pass a branch, you see leaves that are a shade of green. You pass the next branch, they are a slightly different shade of green. You pass the next branch, you see a little bit of orange mixed in. When you look up, you see that they're all like that.
Mm.
By the time you get to the bottom of the tree, everywhere is fall.
This place ain't bright.
This is not a natural forest, and we should be bracing for winter.
I did not prepare spells for winter.
Is it getting any colder?
A little. You feel like it would be good sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
I mean, I could get a fire going. No, not. It feels weird not to have Sanctimonious with us.
It does. He wouldn't like this place, though, at all.
No,
he wouldn't.
He would set it on fire. Yeah, exactly.
Let's set a fire and make camp, and then we can look for Paige.
Maybe she'll find us. I have no idea where to look.
Well, if I know Paige, she's gotten distracted by a corpse nearby.
I could try to
hear her yelling
that amulet. I did prepare locate object today.
Okay, well, yeah, you can totally cast locate object.
I'm going to do that, even knowing as a player that it is unlikely to work.
Okay. It's right over there.
Oh.
It's like 50 feet away from you.
I'm going to go over there and, well, amulet?
On your way over there, it snows and the snow melts.
Good.
Right.
It's not the forest, it's us, isn't it?
The snow gets to be 6 inches deep, and then it just melts all the way away, and the ground is dry.
It's not the forest that's wrong. We're somehow in a place where time works differently.
Oh no. But what about the monastery?
We need to get out of here.
I'm going to pick up the amulet.
Well, the amulet is currently being worn by a small burb.
Oh.
Amulet! Hi.
You guys are nuts.
Friends.
Well, some of us are. Some of us are.
Can you pull us out of this place and back to where time moves regularly so I can check on my moms?
Although, ideally not where the ship was because it's probably sank by now.
I assume that Paige is not mentally present with the rest of us.
No, nope. I'm fine.
Paige is fine.
Paige came back. Right. Okay.
I'm fine.
Paige was always fine. You were a little bit for a while. Though.
So,
Paige, can you fix whatever it is you just did?
Crash, should I just use the amulet again?
You can try.
Oh, no.
Or,
this is gonna go badly.
I actually have a question. Would Dimension Door actually get me to where I want?
No.
Dang it. Because it has the word Dimension.
And I, if I remember correctly, you have to be able to see your destination. I could be wrong about that part, though.
No,
not necessarily. You have to be able to know if you don't want to end up in a wall.
Yeah.
You have to be able to visualize it. But, sure, I hold the amulet up and go, amulet?
Where will that send us?
As long as it fixes time or whatever's happening right now. I'm not sure what's happening right now. Can I roll an arcana check to see if I can figure out any of what's happening right now?
Sure. The DM is looking forward to being able to give exposition.
14.
Yeah, you got nothing.
1 second.
I have no idea what's happening right now.
Arcana?
It would be Arcana.
I could tell you if it cast Time Stop, but I mean, this seems like the opposite of that.
Gazika! Friend. Gazika.
That's not a spell.
Bless you. Are you all right? You seem to be sneezing.
I was waiting for somebody. Never mind. Okay, so Mazir has gotten... I was going to say the rogue has gotten a 15, but Mazir is also a warlock, so this also works. Mazir has gotten a 15 on her arcana check, and I will tell you that the last time you encountered time working slightly differently, you were in the Shadowfell.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking about.
Now, this location is obviously not the Shadowfell. For one, it is too colorful.
Oh, I know where we are. Sorry, carry on.
So, we're not on Circulus. I don't know where we are, but we're somewhere like the Shadowfell.
Do you know how we can get back to Circulus?
That's kind of a relief.
No, it's not. We need to get to the monastery.
That is not a relief.
That's
not
a relief.
It's more of a relief than seasons passing in minutes.
It's still
it's
not.
It's fair that it's somewhat of a relief that it's not us.
It is now springtime. Roll for allergies.
Oh, no.
I'm joking about the allergies.
Do I get to roll survival check, or do I have to
I'm joking about the allergies.
Okay, let's figure out a way to get back home.
Yes, please. Quickly.
We're wasting time in here.
Okay, Paige.
No, nope. Nope.
Paige
does not have any allergies.
Yes, hi.
Talk to my mind and tell me what that amulet does.
Oh, that's a better idea.
I show you the picture of the book I got it in that described it.
The book didn't describe anything.
Gosh dang it.
It was literally being used as a bookmark.
I give you an idea of teleporting. Let's see. How is the best way for a bird to describe this?
Not murder?
Not murder.
not sandstone.
I give you a name, which is the Amulet of the Plains.
Oh, no.
What did she tell you?
What's wrong?
It's an Amulet of the Plains. I don't know where the hell we are.
Can it take us back?
Not there.
Yes,
no, we've
can
seen
take
that.
Us back.
I just want to get back, and I want to make sure my moms are safe.
And I want to make sure my mom's not the cause of them not being safe.
Do I have enough new knowledge to make an arcana check to see what I know about the planes?
Sure.
Meanwhile, Ash is just looking back and forth at all these, like, what have I got myself in?
Yeah, this is kind of how things go.
Amulet?
We'll get used to it eventually.
10. I doubt I know much about the planes.
You know that there are these great big things with wings and red stripes go across the side, and they look like giant Tylenols.
Paige,
but we're not.
The
we're not.
Amulet?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I hand the amulet to.
You cut out.
I do. I hand it to them.
Okay. Everyone, get close by. Let's see if I can make this work.
All right. Here goes. Gather up, everyone.
All right.
Okay.
Ash, do you join them against your better judgment?
Yes. Yes.
Anka waves you over.
Better judgment ignored.
I am going to focus on the group of people who are with me. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And yourself.
That's including me.
Okay.
And I'm going to focus on the house in Adrilanka that we stayed in that first night.
You realize that that's probably paste or a different building by now.
And if it's
no.
Else lives there.
Probably.
I have a better idea. You're right, I realize that. I focus on the square where the sausage vendor was.
Give me a wisdom check.
Okay.
In my defense, I was just all I knew is that this monastery was covered by forest, so I thought about
forest.
Wild love. Okay. 21. The DM will give you a hint. There's someone in the party mm-hmm. who has been exactly where you want to go.
Skip the dang thing, Tim.
Oh, that's true.
Give it to him.
Yeah, give it to Punchy.
That's true. You're absolutely right. I was thinking just to get us back to Circulus, but Fahim knows exactly where we want to go. Hey, Fahim, take this, concentrate on us, and concentrate on the monastery.
Hope you're ready to cast a level 7 spell.
I'm not a spellcaster, but I will channel all my meditation practice into doing exactly that.
Oh, you don't need to be a spellcaster. Just give me an intelligence check.
Natural 20 for a total of 21.
Wow.
You are wow. in the courtyard right. in front of the monastery.
That tree
you saw that was charred earlier is right there.
Amulet!
And we've been playing for an hour.
And we're going to take a break.
Oh, wow.
All right. I'm going to press some buttons. We'll be back in a little bit.
Okie dokie.
We're back, and a cat is walking.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm not going to stand for this.
Here's a chair.
Okay, but what's the matter with murder?
I don't want to have this discussion while we're live.
Oh,
we're going to have to talk about this afterwards.
Anyway, hi.
I love that wonderful little bit that Ellie started with right as I said that we were back. Got yes anded so quickly. I love that this is a thing. Okay.
All I have in my repertoire are witty repartees.
Well, arm yourself, because you're about to go into the monastery. Dun, dun, dun.
Not the monastery.
Momastery.
The momastery.
Yes, the momastery is what we've been calling it.
Momastery.
I love that that's a name that we've been calling it.
Yes.
I really am. Even my encounter table that I built is called Momastery. So the entrance, I have shared a map with you. I have also shared a different map with Fahim, because this is Fahim's home. So she knows where everything is. The entrance is, if you're looking at the map, it's at the northernmost section. It's a set of double doors. They are hanging off of their hinges. You don't need a roll to see if they were forcefully broken apart. They definitely were. And it looks like it took more than one blow to do it, because these are very large metal doors that have huge dents in them from multiple impacts.
I'd try to push through them and go inside.
All right, before we go too far, if we've run into, say, a pack of orcs, let me speak for us. They're not going to listen to or respect anyone else. Also, and I don't know that they'll respect me either.
Where the hell are we?
We are at the home I grew up in, which does not look right. It looks like it's been attacked, which makes me worried, makes me anxious, and I want to find out if my moms are still alive and or safe.
I walk in front of Ash and I wave. I say, "Hi, friend, Paige."
Hi, Ash.
Friend.
How tall are the hallways that we're walking into?
The doors are about 10 feet tall, but they, as you go through them, the room that you go into has, it's not really a dome, but the ceiling angles up at the walls so that the center of the room is 15 feet high.
Okay.
I'm going to Spider-Man up the walls and stay there as I follow the room around.
Okay.
This is just the foyer. It's the place where people take their coats off. Let's continue forward to the sunken stacks and the main chambers of this place. I want to see if people are okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm following. Okay, so.
Right. I'm walking pace with Fahim.
Okay.
In case
perception
orcs.
Checks.
Okay.
So for context,
for just them or for...
I've got 15 beat it? And perception is plus 3.
I got a dirty 20.
Yeah, 16. Okay.
Anything over 15... And it looks like there's a lot of detritus in the foyer.
Bless you.
Thank you. lots of dead leaves where underneath them you would expect to see, oh, if these just blew in, there'd be like a tile floor underneath. There is a tile floor underneath if you dig deeper with your foot, but there is soil underneath the leaves. And underneath the soil,
there is tile floor. This is very not right.
How
Fahim is on the edge of panic.
Time passed. Oh my.
Fahim is not thinking logically. She's now rushing to the larger rooms to try to find any sign of anyone.
Yeah, I'm following quickly.
I'm trying to keep up with Fahim.
Okay.
I'm trying to, but my speed's slower than everyone else's, so I may be falling a little behind.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you're running.
Fahim as a monk is faster than most humans,
right.
So, I don't know
that I can keep up. I mean, I don't know what my speed
is. I can take dash as a bonus action, so I'm keeping pace with Fahim as fast as I can.
I'm very confused. I have no idea where we are on the continent, so I'm just following.
Mm-hmm.
Valid. Okay, so you're running forward into the Sunken Stacks?
Yes.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So the Sunken Stacks are called that because this room has some very tall bookcases in the middle of it that are so tall, in fact, that they had to lower the floor to fit more books. So the bottom...
Oh, this is my sort of place.
Yes. So the
books
bottom
are mostly
of...
scripture.
Still my sort of place. I can learn.
Yeah. So while the ceiling in here is about 20 feet off the ground, the stairs go down another 10 feet, so these bookcases are 30 feet tall.
Have we seen anybody so far?
Give me a perception check.
Everybody?
Anyone does an 18 beat it?
An 18,
I've got a 14.
Can I make an active investigation check?
Yeah, 25.
Sure.
I got an 11, and Fahim's kind of on the edge of panic, so... If she's not seeing the signs of life, she's probably moving on to the mezzanine or the vaults or just, if she doesn't see signs of life, she's panically running to the next room. She's not rational at the moment.
Okay. I got a 25.
Crash, what were you saying to me about whether I could actively investigate?
I said, go ahead.
All right. 21.
Okay. So I'm going to kick off on the perception checks first. Anyone who scored a 15 or higher in the Sunken Stacks for their perception check does find signs that beings have been here. There's several sets of footprints, booted footprints. They don't seem to pause and do anything in this room.
Well, I didn't pass the perception checks. I don't know.
Okay. I rolled an 11, so I didn't see those either. I'm moving on just...
Yeah, you've already stated you're barreling on through.
Yeah.
So an 11 is valid.
I'll follow.
I would like to cast Detect Magic in this room, just because.
Okay.
Because I can.
So some of the books are magical.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure that the people running around are magical. Or, like anything left behind.
Well, there's lots of magical items being carried by the people who are going around looking at things and running away from you. But... You know all those people already.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Now, Bryn, you made an active investigation check. What were you looking for?
I want to know, to my best guess, how long ago this place was disturbed, and if it looks like anyone fled out away from here.
Okay, so. You don't find signs that someone was running through here. But based on the fact that you rolled a friggin' 21, I will say it takes a while for leaves to decay and rot and turn into soil.
Yeah.
So with the amount of soil that you found in the foyer, and there's not too much soil in here. I mean, there's some stuff that's been tracked in, but for the most part, the garbage that's in this room was literally tracked in from outside. But from what you saw in the foyer, that looked like years of neglect.
Years,
not more than a decade, but years.
Hmm.
I'm following Fahim.
Oh, no.
Same.
I'm going to cast Detect Thought. Oh, no, wait, no, that only lasts a minute. That's not efficient.
Yeah, Fahim isn't the most rational actor at this point. I put her searching order in the chat. So yeah, if at the point where she finally reaches the secret hallway, if she hasn't seen any solid signs of life, she's probably going to get on her knees and just start crying. She is not rational, and this is a very, very bad time for her.
Okay. Well, then Mazir is... Not Mazir. Mazir is fine. Fahim is crying in a small room.
I go next to her.
To follow Fahim, you go past a room that has a lot of cots and bedrolls in it that are set out. They appear to have not been used recently, but from the way stuff in the room is arranged, the cots and bedrolls are aftermarket. Someone set up a camp in here at some point when the room wasn't designed for that and then abandoned it.
While they're comforting Fahim, because I don't do emotions, I'm going to be investigating that makeshift camp to see if there's any, you know, signs.
Oh, certainly. Give me an investigation check.
Once I catch up, I'm going to make my way over to Fahim as well, and Bryn sort of puts a hand on her shoulder, and I'm sorry.
Comforting isn't what Mazir does. What Mazir does is...
Say, they're there. They're there.
No.
Let's go murder. Let's go murder.
What Mazir does is put a thief's eye on the building.
Well, you walk past a lot of books that could probably get you a pretty penny if Fahim didn't mind you taking them.
But I'm pretending I'm an orc.
Oh, so far as things that an orc would really care about, you haven't seen anything.
Neither has Anka, I would assume.
You haven't seen anything that you feel an orc would take.
No.
That could imply two different
paths. My
point is, I'm prowling the building.
Okay. We will get back to that. In the meantime, Paige was investigating the makeshift camp. And as you're going through, you don't find a whole lot. Again, it was abandoned. They left this stuff here. But you do find a trinket. So there's a large bear that... No, different kind of trinket. this is a trinket that looks like it's made with small bits of wood and bone that have been tied together to make something. You don't know what, but someone made it. And from the looks of it, someone spent some time making it. The knots are really small and precise.
If I use detect magic, does it do anything?
It doesn't glow or anything.
Okay. Would doing an arcana check or like a nature check or that be?
I would allow you to do a check. Just tell me what you're rolling.
I'm stuck between doing religion or arcana.
Insight. I want to roll an insight check.
Are you with me?
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know where you are. Where are
I'm
you?
I'm in the camp.
Are we in the camp?
No. Depends on where you went. If you went to sit by Fahim, then you're...
I don't know where anyone is. I don't have a head for location.
So you're with Fahim, so you are not in the camp.
Right, and okay, Fahim's with
not
Fahim
in the camp.
Well.
I thought Fahim was in the camp.
No.
Okay,
so take a look at the map.
Far from the camp, but there is a small hallway that's hidden by two secret doors, which is my thought process is that that's the last place she thought survivors might be if there was a disaster. So when she saw that place was also abandoned, that's when she finally broke down and started crying.
Okay, now I know where we are. Never mind.
Okay.
And the camp is in the lower left corner where you see the little icons that look, now that you know what they are, They look kind of like their beds with pillows on them.
Okay.
So that's where a small burb is finding things.
Yes. Okay, I did a religion check. And I got a nat 20.
What is with all these rolls? Okay, yes, this is definitely...
I got like three threes to begin with, okay?
This is definitely a religious icon for some type of deity that you assume is an orc deity based on the iconography that they used.
Good job, Azir. Let's see.
Oh no.
I send my familiar off to Anka.
What form is your familiar in at the moment?
Anka, a small octopus has crawled over your foot.
What?
And it's pointing. It's like doing the obvious. Come on!
Okay. I'll be back soon. I'm following this thing. And
Yakuza does not have a very high movement speed on land.
I follow the orc lady because emotions are no.
Emotions are no. You can come with. It's fine. Ugh, hideous thing.
Okay.
My octopus is a perfectly adorable. Normal octopus. Thank you
very much. Yes, we just got attacked by a thing with tentacles that nearly drowned us.
Yes, but Lulu is precious.
I pick up the octopus. Carry the octopus.
Away!
The octopus has a mount. It needs to go
handling. I'm now the only person with Fahim.
Yes.
Okay.
Octopus bring Lulu brings them back to me.
Okay. And you see that Paige has a small trinket.
What have you found? Oh, what is this?
I gesture to all the bedrolls to make it obvious that, I found it here.
Is this something I recognize?
Yeah, your mom made one for you once.
Oh, no.
Apparently, it's kind of a traditional thing that orc parents will make for their children. If you shake it, it makes noise.
Okay, this...
It's a rattle!
Kind of, sort of.
It's kind of... it's things that orcs make for their kids, which implies there was a child orc here, or someone was about to have one.
There was also religious significance to it. But
right.
I would say that since you walked a different path, you're not 100% up to date for it, but you yes, thank you. you definitely recognize that your mom made you one of those when you were younger.
Yeah, I had one of these when I was a small child. My mom made it, and it looked, similar to this one. Maybe she was here, but why? What else have you found in here?
I just kind of, gesture to empty beds. I don't know. My investigation of the room got me a 25 altogether.
Wow, okay. There's nothing else in here.
So, if there's anything else that Crash wants to tell me was inside the rattle, this would be a great time.
That is what you have found.
Okay.
I'm going to hang on to this.
I'm still holding the octopus.
That's an out of context quote.
I put out my arms in the do you want to give me the motion?
Give you said octopus.
So do you hand me my octopus?
Yes. I give you said octopus.
Okay, Lulu is now attached to me like a backpack again. I have two of the tentacles over my wings like a backpack, and the other ones are grabbing things that, Lulu thinks I might like.
It is simultaneously adorable and disturbing. I think I just described Paige in a nutshell.
Kinda.
Adorable, disturbing.
Yeah.
And the hands are still sticking out of my from my robe.
Ugh.
Anka, was it?
Yes.
Can you tell me what's going on?
Okay.
Literally being dragged here.
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah. This short story is, sort of what's happening right here. This is where Fahim grew up. She has two moms. She did I think it's called scrying, and it indicated that the monastery was being attacked. So she's very upset because she expected to find her moms here, and she was hoping to find that they'd be okay, and we can't find them. That's part of it. The other problem is the orcs that we're attacking seem to have included my mother, who is a fierce warrior, and I don't know what happened to her either. I expect she survived, but I don't know where she is. There's a whole chain of individualized doom that we've been working our way through, but that's a longer story.
Murder!
Wow.
Yeah. You have unfortunately fallen in with the unluckiest group of adventurers one could ever hope to find.
I make the, arm motion of, what are you talking about? Excuse you?
Excuse me. Wherever Onka is, Mazir shows up there.
Okay. We're standing in the room with the beds.
Okay. Onka, I need the book.
All right. And I open up the backpack and I find the book. And hand it to Mazir, and I put the little orc trinket into the backpack.
Okay.
Or,
I'm gonna look through the book.
Yeah.
The rattle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's actually the bag of holding that's in the backpack. But yeah. That.
Oh. Okay. So as
I look for new information.
There's a lot of new entries.
I worried about that.
Like chapters of new entries. And as you're scanning through, I'm going to say that you're not taking time to read all the entries because there's a lot of them. So you're just scanning, looking for things that catch your eye.
Yeah, I'm looking for a quick overview and anything that tells me how long it's been.
Okay. Well, you do find one entry that says that Sandstone still holds strong thanks to its navy.
Okay, great.
There is, in fact, a war right now between the Elves of Skelvar and the Dwarves.
Okay, that's to be expected.
Yes. Although, entries about a flying city. That's weird. Cities don't fly.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah. It was part of the entry on Skelvar.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
That was a hiccup.
Oh. You find an entry about a small bird getting a case of the hiccups.
Weird.
It is the worst of dunes.
I know of.
Yeah.
You find an entry about a clan of orcs that has started raiding villages and ceased its peaceful ways about 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
What did you find?
Oh, no.
I can't show you, can I?
Oh, no. Yeah, you totally can. You can show them.
That's not going to help.
Can and should are very different verbs.
They also aren't verbs.
The book details a clan of orcs that started raiding villages and nearby settlements about 5 years ago.
They've pretty much been left unchecked because the armies that would normally deal with them have had their own problems.
Politics.
Wait, they raided this place 5 years, but I thought you said it was recent.
Well, it was.
It was recent when we were in Sandstone, but...
Paige whistles awkwardly.
Traveling to the plains has consequences. Yesterday.
Yes, but the weird forest, I think time shifted somehow. I don't totally understand.
I look at the bird. What did you do?
No murder! I make an obvious hand motion that means, like, what do you want to do? Die?
What's the terrain like outside the monastery?
Forest.
See?
I run out and climb one of the trees.
Okay.
To, as far as I can go, to see what the surrounding area is like.
Okay.
I doubt she's available, but if Fahim is available, that
I think
it's
I'm...
at least a couple of days travel to the nearest settlement. The monastery is pretty isolated.
It is a monastery.
Yeah, well.
Well, it's absent of any moms currently.
All right.
The key linking verb there has to be adjusted to was, I think, which is why I'm looking for the surrounding area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dexterity check. I would also accept acrobatics.
All right. Actually, they're the same, so.
I will allow you to roll at advantage because you have boots. Well, slippers of spider climbing, or whatever they are. Whatever is fashionable.
Walk up the tree Naruto style.
Okay, there's a 22.
Okay, yeah, you Batman walk up the tree. The rope that you're using to help you is sort of just like being pulled towards the tree mysteriously. As is your cloak.
Yes.
You make the top of the tree, give me a perception check.
Passive is 18.
In this case, you're actively looking, so I'm going to ask for an active roll. And that's a 28 with a natural 20.
Wow.
So,
what do your elephi see?
Your tiefling eyes see.
You see everything.
that void cat that sees all?
So you really shouldn't be too hard on Paige. Because while she did take you to the Feywild, she took you to the Feywild equivalent of this exact spot.
Yeah. Okay. That's a fair cop.
And also cost you 5 years of your life. But, you know, whatever.
At least we didn't die.
5 years of everyone else's life.
Everyone else's life. Right, exactly.
At least we didn't die.
Hey, at this point, that whole Tiamat thing on the other side of the world is already settled. or
wow,
or a lot worse, wow, because we have a different campaign to resolve that in.
Right, we don't know yet.
Peter's at least an adult now.
Yeah, that's true.
He was 9. So. Yeah.
He's 14. So he's 14. That's like adultish.
14. Young adult. I mean, he could be an apprentice. In that gray area.
At this point. Yeah.
He can be a baby adventurer.
He kind of already was.
But like,
all right.
In anime, he'd be out collecting Pokemon for 4 years now.
Yeah, if he was in an anime, he would have gray and would also.
People don't age in Pokemon. What are you talking about?
Ash has been 10 for 20 years.
Wow.
So they have at least not decimated the forest. All right.
And with your natural 20, I will say that it is a very pretty view. You already know you're in a forest, so there's trees going for a really long distance. Where you don't see trees, it's because there are majestic mountains rising up in the distance. You imagine there are fantasy ski lodges up there right now serving the best hot cocoa ever.
If and only.
With one person who has their leg in a cast just sitting there in the ski lodge.
I hope that Mazir can actually see this with a nat 20. Otherwise, otherwise, getting a nat 20 and being told that a forest is pretty and that a mountain exists. Is
But in a different direction, like off in the other direction, you do happen to see some smoke rising up.
I was going to say that smoke really adds to the atmosphere.
It does.
Who wants to make s'mores?
It adds a lot to the atmosphere because
all right,
that's a lot of campfires.
Signs of life.
Time to return to Onka.
Can we cut to me with the hand briefly?
Sure.
Sorry, I was trying to talk to her, but things kept going on. And
she's probably spent most of the time crying, just thinking her moms are dead. But if someone told her there's fires of an orc encampment nearby, she'd be out for blood. She'd be like, you killed my moms. Prepare to die.
To him, I'm not very good with this sort of thing, I guess, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry we couldn't do more, and I'll help you find them. If they're still out there, I hope they are, then I will help you find them.
They wouldn't have gone quietly. They taught me everything I know about punching.
Sorry.
I mean, yes, true, but also, okay.
I know this is supposed to be a touching moment, but
I doubt they were taken prisoner. They are warriors at their heart, and if someone killed them, I will kill whoever killed them. That is a promise.
Then I'll do my best to help you.
I'm not sure how to describe this, but Fahim just gives like a determinate nod in response that's supposed to communicate a thank you and determination.
Determination?
The nod.
So, let's
that
go, shall we?
That concerns me.
Okay.
Yes?
If anyone from here is alive, I know what direction they went in.
How do you know?
Because someone's built a fire there.
Is the forest on fire? Or
no, is it... the forest is not on fire.
The roof is on fire.
There's a camp.
Oh, it might be orcs. They wouldn't want to camp in here for long.
It's been 5 years.
Right.
But if anyone knows where the monks were, they will. And I think you're the one to lead us into camp.
I think you're right about that. I'm not sure what we're walking into.
What?
That clip.
Whistling to the rest of the party.
Oh.
Sorry.
What? That scared me. Hi, good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Sorry about that.
Woo!
Bryn,
I didn't realize it would be that loud.
Her head around the door.
You woke my cat up.
Sorry.
Tricky.
Bryn.
Yes?
It's been 5 years.
I know.
Wait, how do you know? I haven't actually told anyone aside from Oka and Ash.
From, yeah.
Because from someone rolled very high on an insight check for whether or not a lot of time has passed.
Oh, that could be.
She didn't know the exact number, but she knew years had passed.
Yeah. We have a direction.
Up.
All right.
Let's head out.
Let's go.
Okay. So you head out.
But, Anka?
Yes?
Just, I hope this doesn't go badly, but it might have to. You understand?
Yes. I've lived with orcs. I don't know if I've lived with the ones we're about to encounter. They attack when they feel threatened, or in some cases when they're bored. But if I lead us in, we might have a chance. They'll see me as your leader, and they'll at least listen a minute.
The knives won't be out until they have to be.
Probably.
I get all my weird collection of creatures into my cape so they can't see them.
If they killed my moms, I'm going to kill them. I'm sorry, Unka, but that's the truth.
I understand. I may not know these orcs. They may not know me. I don't know who they're. It might not be my mother's clan. She may have gone with them for her own reasons, but I don't know what those could be. But be aware that they are fierce fighters.
If 5 years have passed, everything we know could be completely different.
It's possible.
Well, FYI, Mizir,
there's no
you know
point
from the
worrying
book.
About it.
Mizir, you know from the book, 5 years have passed, so everything is completely different.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bird is looking awkwardly at the ground, trying not to pay attention. So, also knowing she saved their lives.
There's no point in worrying. We have things to deal with. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, on 5 years is not the explain all those things to me while we're going, yeah?
Yes, I will do my best.
5 years and not beyond the boundary of vengeance.
By the way...
Oh, there's no boundary of vengeance, trust me. I know that very well.
Just so everybody's clear, because of Skelvar, the elves and the dwarves are at war.
Oh, no.
Just letting everybody know, we should probably steer clear.
Well, that's nowhere near here. I'm sure
not
you'll be fine.
Sure. Steering... Wait. Question, what is going... Did Ulfgar come with us? Or, like, has Ulfgar been here the whole time and just we're not cutting to him because his player isn't here? Or
yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, but Eric's not here either.
Yeah,
I'm assuming Eric and Ulfgar doesn't have stakes in this conflict, so she doesn't care.
They've been
sort of a meaningful look towards Ulfgar.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I couldn't hear what Crash said.
They've been tagging along, just like as you were investigating the room with all the cots, they were investigating like the artifact room that had like spots where artifacts were kept, where there's no more artifacts there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that they learned. So they're providing you with useful information. They're just always just slightly out of frame every time the camera points at the group. They're like,
the Mike Wazowski of the group. Okay.
The DM wants to acknowledge that they're here without having to RP them at all.
Yeah.
Red.
Well, that's
I just wanted to make sure that they didn't go away.
Turn to later. We have a problem in front of us and a lot more problems far away. And
I'm
definitely going to have to answer to some people who can cast sending and and or expected me to cast sending to them.
Your mom.
Amara.
Amara's got her own problems.
Your mom.
Okay. So, smash cut to, the party is surrounded by about 20 orcs with spears.
Okay.
And I'm assuming Audrey has been updating me of everything.
Yes.
I just want to be 100% clear that this is not my fault.
Yeah, it's not me either.
All right, so
someone was singing about the party being quiet.
One as quickly as possible.
How close in are they surrounding us?
They are not close enough that you could reach out and punch them. For some reason, they seem to be wary of someone reaching out and punching them.
Weird.
They're close enough that if you ran for them, you would probably get a face full of spear before you were able to give them a face full of fist.
Good thing I have a face full of magic.
That is not a suggestion, but they have against Fahim.
Okay, so
but
they
have not attacked you.
Yes.
They're just surrounding you and holding spears at the ready.
Hello.
I'm going to talk to them in Orc. No,
or maybe ancient Greek?
No, let me speak. Let me speak to them.
Does your have inspiration?
I'm not talking. I'm just holding up my hand and in a sort of I'm not doing anything. Look, hands are in full view and smiling.
All right, I'm going to scan the group and see if I can see one that appears to be a leader. And if so, I'm going to direct this to that person, to
there
that
are
orc.
Three figures wearing very large hooded cloaks.
Okay, so I'm going to like look at them and I'm going to speak in Orc. I am Anka Mav, daughter of Dora of the dinosaur slaying clan. I wish to speak to my mother if she is here. These people with me are mine. I am their leader.
You demand to speak to Dura?
Yes. She is my mother. Tell her Anka is here to see her.
Well, that makes my revelationists look petty.
Why would the daughter of Dura come here?
Because she is my mother. Is she here?
You demand to speak to her.
Yes. Trust me. She will know it's me with those words.
We will grant your demand. And all three figures reach up and pull their hoods back.
Okay.
And two of you immediately recognize at least one of the people.
Two of us do?
The one who you were speaking to was your mom.
And you're the other alive.
The other two are not orcs. One of them is a half-elf, and one of them is a human.
What?
They're your mom.
I have many questions.
I have no words to explain Fahim's current emotions, so yeah. Just
group hug?
Wow. Is about it.
I'm a little sad I don't get to explode anybody, because I had some plan.
Well,
I was ready to show somebody.
At this point, the three moms do what moms will do if they haven't seen their kid in 5 years. They go in for the hug.
Aww.
Roll a constitution save.
Really? Well, maybe.
No, just the one being hugged.
Fahima willingly failed her constitution save.
I just
because,
need a plus three.
Yeah, she's
I'm fine.
All in on this hug.
Yeah.
Okay. Fahim doesn't put up a struggle. There might you think a rib might have cracked. You're not entirely sure.
Fahim, how come moms are worse? You have two moms.
That's not fair. I got zero moms.
And that's where we're going to end it for tonight. As I say that, yes, Archbeth, you called it, and it took every fiber of my being to not say anything when you called it in chat. Because I knew that Chris was probably looking too.
Chris always has chat up.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But I didn't want to tip him off. But yes, you absolutely called it. So thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone for watching. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of fantastic people, including Chris. Welcome back. Io, Jen, Ellie.
Hi, Lily. I'm Ellie.
Thank you. And Cindy. also Archbeth hanging out in chat as usual. Plugs, let's do some plugs. So Ellie runs a social media network called Elec.xyz.
It's true.
You are hyper tonight, my love.
Eric couldn't be here, but he has a Twitch stream, twitch.tv/untamedsin. Io's mom writes books. You can get those at elizabeth-mccoy.com. Jen has a blog and podcast. The podcast now is starting to include videos at bookofjen.net. Millie?
Yes. There are videos up. I'm posting them up like you would a podcast because I'm trying to avoid like YouTube and all of that. So.
And historically, podcasts can include audio or video. I've podcasted videos before, so the feed accepts it. I just don't have my podcatcher configured to download videos automatically because... bandwidth, but
I can
view it on Wi-Fi.
Anyone can view them on the website easily.
That too.
There'll be more.
Mm-hmm. Millie reads fan fiction, good and not so good, at twitch.tv/magicalmillie. Sometimes you read yours. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on. You can join such illustrious patrons as Alice, Chris, Cindy, Ellie, and Eric to help us do that because we were breaking even briefly, and then I increased our expenses because how else can I fill this bottomless pit with money if I don't spend more money than we're making? With that said, this has been Crash, and until next week, group hug?
Group hug!
Friend!
Good night, everybody.